Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is episode 14. Take me to your new leader.
Welcome back to Color Country Politics. I'm Jenny Hendricks here with my co-host Jesse Harris. And today we have a really exciting special guest. Bracken Longhurst is the newly elected vice chair for the Iron County Republican Party. And so we wanted to have Bracken on just to give us a little bit of history and a little bit of his vision and what Bracken is all about. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming on. We're really excited. Start out by just telling us a little bit about your history. Who are you and why are you here?
All right. Well, my history, I've never been called an exciting guest. So I'll start there and hey, I'm making it in the world.
That's right. You're moving up.
I'm an exciting guest. But I am glad to visit with you. And this is my first, but I'm excited because it has been explained to me. The idea here is to just be able to introduce myself a little bit. And I assume there's a lot of people who don't know me very well. As I ran for the position, even at the convention, several people who hadn't met me yet. I'm not a native here of Cedar City. I originally grew up in Cache Valley, born and raised up there. I did come to school down here and graduated at SUU with an economics degree back in 2005.
Okay.
So my wife and I moved from Cedar and went to Logan for a few years, did real estate, did mortgages. And then I decided, you know what, I need to go to law school. People told me my whole life, you talk so much, you ought to be a lawyer. And I thought, well, that sounds like about right. Maybe a compliment, I'm not sure. But I went to law school. Went to UNLV and absolutely loved it. I had a great experience down there, great law school. And you know, I knew going in, I didn't plan on being an attorney, at least practicing. I never really thought that was what I wanted to do. But it changed the way I think. Mm-hmm. Law school has a way of helping you take any issue and break it down to its core parts and recognize that everybody will take those core parts and build it to what makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you see in the law regularly. Mm-hmm. And it was something that changed the way I thought about business, about life, about everything. And I there's not a day that goes by I don't have that education be part of my analysis in life.
That's great.
So I really loved it. I did end up taking the bar in Nevada and Utah. I practiced for about a year, did commercial litigation down there in Las Vegas before I was offered a job here at Levitt Group up in Cedar City.
Okay.
And my wife and I were grateful to come back.
Neat.
And that was about just almost 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In June, it will be 6 years.
Fantastic.
So we love it here. Our kids, of course, are in school here, and nothing against Las Vegas schools, but it's not even comparable.
Yeah.
I went through middle and high school here. You don't have to tell me.
That's right. So we just love it. My wife's active on the PTA here at the local, at South Elementary.
Uh-huh.
And we know all of our teachers. They know our kids. We love the local small town opportunity that we have with the education.
I think that's one of the highlights of this community. Absolutely.
Yeah. So absolutely. Really enjoy that. I know that you asked a little bit introducing myself as far as the party, not many people know me, and yet why in the world am I running?
Why are you running for this?
Why am I running?
That's a $64 question.
Right.
And I came looking for an answer. Do you have an answer? No, it's a great question, and my whole life I have been somewhat on the periphery of politics. Mm-hmm. I grew up, my grandfather was a legislator from up in North.
Okay.
Senator Holmgren.
Uh-huh.
And so I grew up going to state capitol and being close to politics my whole life.
That's fun.
And public service. Mm-hmm. And it's something I care deeply about. I when I was in my undergrad here at SUU, I had the chance of working for Senator Bennett.
Oh, that's great.
Back in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And just fell in love with the fact that people can devote their life to serving others. That's the good part of politics.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bad part of politics that you also see.
Yeah.
But you have to have both sides of
it. Sure.
I've been on the outskirts of it as I've started families, my family, etc. But it came to a point where I realized that we're at a critical point in our party.
Yeah.
We really are. And especially here in Utah.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to look nationally and have all kinds of thoughts about the national party and what's going on, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Utah, we're at a critical point mm-hmm. as to what we're going to be as a party.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I've seen that happen where sort of the national contention sort of bleeds into our local conversations,
yep.
and it's unfortunate. And I think you and I have talked about what happens when you've got, you know, essentially one dominant party, yep. which we do. And so, you know, we're actually kind of blessed to be able to have a conservative or a more conservative,
yeah.
you know, kind of conversation. But I think that that's a great point and very well made, that we are at a critical point in yeah. our state and in our county with the conversation that we have about yep. politics.
Yep. And to me, that critical point, the hinge point to it, is how are we going to treat each other?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going yeah. to operate with each other? And right now, my perspective, there's a lot of fighting
mm-hmm.
Within the Utah party, and that's true nationally.
Yeah.
You name the institution, whether yeah. it's Congress, the Supreme Court, you name it, on a national level, businesses, media, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here locally, Utah Republican Party, and I dare say Iron County Republican Party, there's a lot of division.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that comes because people believe that if you're not loud and you're not extreme, you're not heard.
Uh-huh.
And so those pullers, those sides polarize quickly
yes.
to be heard. Mm-hmm. And over time, that gets worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I was very interested to say, look, I want to get involved to change that course.
Good.
To start bringing not necessarily policy to the middle, but the conversation mm-hmm. to the middle
mm-hmm.
to allow more people to participate without feeling ostracized.
Yeah, and no, that's fantastic.
It's getting to a point where people don't want to show up.
Yes.
And they don't want to raise their hand and they don't want to say anything.
Yes.
Because they don't want to have the debate.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they're exactly. just quiet.
Yeah.
That's a problem in our
yeah,
society.
Yeah, no, it is. Especially in a community like this one where you've got so many great people with such talents to contribute and great ideas and great perspective and great history. But I agree, I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, people have said sort of a pox on all your houses. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
My wife is one of them.
Yeah.
She refuses to affiliate because she sees the nastiness. She mm-hmm. hears it from me. She's like, why would I want to be in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a very valuable perspective. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, thank you.
That's great. What kind of, expanding on that a little bit, what are some of your goals? What are some of the things that you'd like to do and accomplish in your new position as vice chair?
Sure. You know, again, one of the biggest goals is to bring the party together. And that sounds like a platitude, but beyond that, we have to restore confidence in the party itself. There are those that believe in the party and believe it vehemently,
mm-hmm.
and there are those that don't have any confidence in the party and what it's going to do. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the party says here locally, it's wrong because there's no confidence. Or on the other side, no matter what they say, it's right
uh-huh.
because yeah. that supports their viewpoint. That's a problem.
Uh-huh.
And so what I would love to see happen is to broaden the people who are participating
mm-hmm.
and broaden the feelings of I can make my contribution and my voice will be heard
mm-hmm.
and it's worth doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth doing it because there's more people who can participate.
Mm-hmm.
And then through that process, as conclusions are drawn, that people can have confidence that they were done with a full vetting.
I like that a lot.
You know,
yeah.
if you look at from a local party politics, if you look at contributions, actual just financials, where do they go?
Yeah.
And do people feel comfortable with where they are being spent?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know.
Right.
And yet some people still aren't comfortable.
Right. Yeah.
Well, those
yeah.
are problems.
Yeah.
And so my goal is to help restore some of that confidence.
Super.
And to get to a point where people can say, here's the purposes. You know, another one along those lines is I think we've gotten to a point where many people within the party don't know what the purpose of the party is
mm-hmm.
itself.
Yes. Yes.
And we've got to simplify what the Republican Party is in Iron County.
Uh-huh. What is your view on that? What is your view of what the Iron County Republican Party should be?
So I believe the Iron County Republican Party needs to stand for conservative principles. That can be interpreted in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And how do you stand for conservative principles? As I just said, I believe in a large debate mm-hmm. or discussion. A lot of people should participate in that. That's not one person defining mm-hmm. what is a conservative principle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Utah, as you made a point, there's conservative and there's very conservative. Well, both are conservative.
Uh-huh.
And anytime we get to a point where we feel there's only one right answer, we're going to be wrong quite often
yeah.
because we're never always right. And so the idea is we need to gather more before we can support mm-hmm. conservative principles. Mm-hmm. We need to bring more people into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a multi-step thing, but yeah. the Iron County Republican Party needs to stand for those conservative principles. And what that means is we need to understand what those yeah. conservative principles are.
And I agree with your point that we need to bring more people into that conversation because it is a community conversation. It's an Iron County Republican Party conversation. My view is that the party should reflect the views of the local Republicans.
Yeah, that's right.
that the local Republican members should be a part of that conversation and be able to contribute and sort of drive those topics for debate or discussion.
Right. And all of them,
mm-hmm.
right? This isn't a more moderate should have a more voice
uh-huh.
or more conservative should have a more voice. Everyone needs to be yes. part of that conversation.
Yeah.
And reality, there's lots of ways to do that,
uh-huh.
right? We live in, podcast is a good example.
Yeah.
We live in a day where you can gather information as easily as you can disseminate mm-hmm. information.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to look at it with the idea of how do we simplify that process?
Mm-hmm.
Lots been said within the party in Utah, and that's including in Iron County, about the caucus mm-hmm. system itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been that's part of the division that we've yeah. seen in Utah. But the truth is those are opportunities to hear people's voices.
Yeah.
In many ways, those aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
They're not working right now.
Yeah.
They've become irrelevant today, but in years past, they became very contentious
mm-hmm.
and used for purposes to drive an agenda in
yeah.
cases, which,
yeah.
which again, not conservative or very conservative, one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're used to push an agenda,
yeah.
you can't hear opinions.
Well, just speaking from my own experience, I've had many delegates tell me that they don't even want to participate in the caucuses or the convention any longer because they feel like it has been used to push a certain agenda or a certain thought process. And they feel like the system is broken. Not that it's a bad system. It's just been, hijacked or
misused.
Yes, that. Thank you. But I also agree that, you know, as a huge caucus person myself, I won't go down that road right now. but we do have to, understand reality. And the reality is that we have a dual path, that SB 54 is part of our legal framework right now.
Correct.
I think that if as much effort had been spent marketing and educating and helping people understand the potential that the caucus has and how important it is, especially to rural areas, maybe there wouldn't be the bitterness
right.
that you're talking about. So I appreciate you bringing that up because that is something that has become quite divisive. I mean, I've sat in meetings that have been nearly violent over that topic. Like for real, people feel so strongly about it both ways. So
and we need to get them back to where they're robust.
Yeah.
We need people to come. And right now, you know, getting into weeds, we have a lot of precinct leaders who don't know
yeah.
what their job is.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not recruiting people to come to these.
Sure.
People come out of duty or they'll come because it's somebody reminded them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very few percentage of the Republicans who are registered Republicans.
Yes.
Let alone those who should be registered Republicans.
Right.
That we're not reaching.
Yeah.
But they don't come because they don't see a purpose in coming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and it used to be that their purpose was you get to help elect
exactly.
the nominee. And that's yeah. still true, but less true than
yes.
it was.
Yes.
But the purpose is to be heard,
yes.
to help shape what we want to be and the principles that we want. And mm-hmm. the truth is, in our community, there is that most people have that conservative
yeah.
perspective.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be afraid of hearing those voices.
Yeah.
Those voices are going to give us great perspective, and we need to be open to it.
Do you have any thoughts on a way to reach out to the people in the community and invite them back in? What's the mechanism for that? How do you communicate? How do you reach them?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I think we've become so political
mm-hmm.
in everything we do, and that sounds mm-hmm. odd. The Iron County Republican Party shouldn't be so political,
right?
Because it's a political party.
Yeah.
But I would love to see events that are simply about just people,
mm-hmm.
almost a brand rebuild mm-hmm. for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create things that aren't driving a political point, although there's times for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times where we can say, hey, you can come talk about who you are
yeah.
without getting destroyed with political talk.
Right.
I think of mm-hmm. my siblings who are not political at all,
uh-huh.
and I hate to throw them under the bus. But a few of them, I took the registration form to them and said, you need to register
wow.
to vote. And they uh-huh. said, okay, and they will uh-huh. go vote. And they're
uh-huh.
very strong community members.
Sure.
But they're not the ones that want to have a political debate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And anytime I'll start talking about it, they go, okay, let's talk basketball or
right.
anything else. Those are the people we've got to get comfortable close to a political party and saying, I'm Republican,
uh-huh.
and that's okay.
Yes.
Because where they are now, and it's not just young people, but that's definitely
it's across
a demographic,
the board. Yeah.
they don't want to be a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah,
they saying it's not cool to be a Republican, or parties aren't important, and they're not involved at all.
I think there's
a problem.
It is, and the governor's even yeah. talked about this, about how conservative kind of principles are really misunderstood.
Yep.
I think by the voting generation that's coming up, and they equate conservatism with something that's kind of negative, and they don't really understand the tenets of a conservative philosophy. How beneficial
right.
they are. So I really like your thought process there about reaching out.
We also have bad marketing. We've
yeah.
had bad marketing for years.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm glad to hear you saying that's something we need to seize back. We don't need to change what we believe. We need to make sure people understand why it should be important to them.
Right. Right.
That's right.
You know, I hate, this may not be the best analogy to use, but it's the one that makes sense in my brain. To me, the Republican Party in Utah is a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happens in monopolies in an economy is they eventually take advantage of the situation
yeah.
and they stop having the customer service that,
yeah.
that gets them the monopoly to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And I fear that's where we are.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
gotten to a point where we say, hey, we get to call the shots. We are who we are,
yeah.
and you're going to have to just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not careful, we're going to lose the monopoly,
yeah.
Especially with people coming from out of state
mm-hmm.
Who are, we're growing rapidly as mm-hmm. a state and Iron County.
Yeah.
And with young people coming up, we're going to lose that monopoly in the next decades
yeah.
if we don't understand that we have an obligation to reach out to them.
Yeah.
We have the whole shot. We have the opportunity to get to them.
Yeah.
But we've got to remember the customer service.
Yeah, very well stated.
Yeah, you see that kind of problem that unfolded in Colorado. It's happening in Salt Lake County.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyone who doesn't look at those situations and start ringing all of the warning bells,
yeah,
you've
right,
got to wonder,
yeah.
are you asleep at the wheel?
Yeah.
That's right.
No, that's
right.
Great.
So,
great.
And I'll make one other comment that's a little bit different. You said this was conversational. And you didn't realize I dominate conversations. I should. I did admit that I'm
no,
an attorney,
what,
so that's what
that's why we have you
people
here.
People here listen to you, not
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they get enough of
there
us.
You
that's
go.
Right.
So, the other thing I'll just make a comment of there, I've been very surprised. Maybe surprised isn't the right word. I wasn't as familiar with the other members of the executive committee when I was elected. I wasn't running to oust anybody. I wasn't running for any purpose other than I wanted to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know the other three members who are still a member of the executive committee. And I've gotten to know them a little bit better. And it's been refreshing to me because I really believe they have a perspective that's important. They've got a breadth of knowledge mm-hmm. in party politics and the way this operates. Mm-hmm. We all four have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. We haven't had deep conversations, but we've had enough to where it's clear we see things differently. And yet it's clear we also all believe in conservative principles. We haven't yet had a moment where we all went, no way, that doesn't make sense or contentious. We've all been together,
good,
working together. And I think that's important because mm-hmm. as a party in Iron County, we need to replicate that throughout the party.
Yes.
When we have our county convention, we need all the delegates there mm-hmm. and we need all of them there thinking, okay, we're pretty much all aligned as it is. Mm-hmm. And I think we can get there as more voices are heard.
That's great.
I think it takes conversations.
Sure.
To get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for giving us your time today and coming in. Any other parting thoughts that you...
Next time we'll be more prepared to dominate the conversation.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm always open and anytime anyone would like to talk, I'm happy to.
Okay.
I think it's an important issue for all of us to get to know each other.
I so much agree with that. Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
This has been Bracken Longhurst on Color Country Politics. Jenny Hendricks here with Jesse Harris, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.